Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Hulse Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back to The Hulse Show, powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Allo Communications Studio. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Coloradoan. He is our CSU Rams insider. Kevin, my man, I don't know about you, but I need more offensive lineman cam. I want to see more of that. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool, and hopefully I can do a story on this at some point. This staff is really big into the VR. You had the, you know, Bill Best, the O-line coach, was tweeting that video out last night, which was pretty cool. You know, I thought Ajon Bivens, running back, was wearing the camera today. If you pay attention, the quarterbacks often, you know, like Brig Hartson, one of the walk-on, or, you know, kind of walk-on guys that's helping fill out the numbers in spring here, he'll be standing behind the quarterbacks holding a camera because the quarterbacks use it a ton. So this staff is really big on the, you know, kind of advanced technology ways to teach. So it's not really just watching film, you know, kind of in the traditional sense. They really do some unique stuff that I'm eager to learn more about, and I think is really cool and intriguing to see what they're doing with it.
And I think that you bring up a great point. This isn't just for the fans. This is for them, you know, more study, individual study, where you're seeing one position and kind of through his eyes. But it is kind of a cool byproduct. They're like, hey, we have it. We're going to let the fans see it. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. You pretty much nailed it. It's a total teaching tool, but hey, you have it there and can give fans a little sneak peek. You know, this is just another way. You know, we've kind of seen things change at CSU football. That, you know, that right there is a small move, but, you know, we never saw any inside stuff, you know, under the previous staff, even though, like I say, you know, that didn't reveal any state secrets or anything, but it's kind of a cool little video. And so, yeah, I mean, how many fans reacted positively to that? It's a cool little thing that you just don't see.
Nobody's going to say, hey, no, stop with this. We don't want any more of this, right? I mean, they want more access. Kevin, I need you to speak to our listeners and because I keep saying, hey, they're airing it out. They're airing it out. Every day I go out there, we're throwing the ball. I mean, we waste zero time getting into it. And some listeners are just like, okay, great, what does that mean? But they're doing I mean, I don't remember seeing even Bobo's offenses throwing the ball around this much.
No, this is the most practice throwing I've ever seen, really, at any level. And, yeah, it's interesting because, yeah, there's no standing around, you know, waiting. With how they're doing spring ball with the group split into two, everyone gets a lot of reps quickly. And if you're looking closely, they're changing through different little route combos every single time. So it's not just, you know, it's not what you and I do when we go out to a barbecue. It's like, hey, go out there and go catch it. I'll throw it to you. You know, every drill has a little specific, you know, part of their offense they're teaching. They just do it really rapidly and a lot of it. But, yeah, I've never seen this much throwing. And, again, you know, it makes sense. If you're going to be a good throwing offense, you're going to throw the ball a lot in practice. So, yeah, it is fascinating. And, yeah, I kind of agree. It's hard to really voice and explain to people that this is really a different level than we've seen. You know, Mike Bobo's often threw it around a lot, and obviously threw it a decent bit in practice, but not to this level.
We're talking to Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and I love your the mailbag that you do, opening up opportunities for fans to ask questions. And I asked Mike Brohard this the other day, and I wanted to get your take as well, because there are a lot of fans. You and I were talking about it at practice. You know, hey, we're excited about, because I think there was a drill, Kevin. We were watching the receivers, you know, just run their offense against DBs, and the receivers were winning the matchup 100% of the time. And we, you know, we kind of joked, I think you joked and said, that's a great thing for the offense, terrible thing for the defense. I'm not sure how the fans are going to feel about either side. Is there a legitimate fear that this defense is going to be cast aside, similar to what we saw with Mike Bobo's teams?
Yeah, it's funny. I think there's that practice you voiced, and I think it was maybe Thursday last week where the defense kind of dominated, so I was chuckling to myself about that, how it can flip. But yeah, I guess some of it depends on perception. If you're a fan and you want CSU to have the number one total defense in the league, fewest points against, fewest yards, then yeah, you're going to be disappointed, because I don't think that's going to happen. There's going to be so many possessions, with the air raid, that you're not going to lead in total yards. I think defense needs to be really good at turnovers. I think CSU needs to be in the top three in takeaways and turnover margin in the league. I think that would be a great sign. But I'm writing in the mailbag in response to my good friend Brady Hole, but it might be prisoner of the moment speak, but I'm more optimistic about Freddie Banks than I ever was about Mike Bobo's hires. Mike Bobo, he started with Marty English, who obviously had done a lot of great things and did a number of good things, but he was defensive coordinator. What, they had three different ones, I think? I think Marty is maybe a second one. But none of them were terribly exciting hires to me. I really like Freddie and pretty much most of the staff as a young group. I think the players, talking to players, they seem really energized by it. I was talking to CJ Onyechi, line transfers, and he said D-line coach Boot Williams is the greatest teacher he's ever had, and he's in his fifth year of college football. So I really like that young energy, and these coaches, Buddha, Freddie Banks, they come from really good defensive systems. So I'm optimistic that they're going to be able to do what's needed. Like I say, CSU's not going to be number one in defense, but with the offense they'll eventually have, they shouldn't have to be. So, I think it's a fair thing to wonder and worry about, but I'm not overly concerned. But I will say this coming season specifically, the defense is probably going to be – it's going to struggle at times. I actually really like, for the most part, their kind of starting unit, but I worry about their depths and a little bit their cornerback depth is one, D-line depth maybe a little bit. So – I'm not sure the defense is going to be right where they want it this year. But overall, I think it's a fair concern, but I'm more optimistic about the balance than I ever was under Bobo.
I think spring's always so interesting, too, because, when we get to the scrimmages and then the spring game, how does a head coach handle that? Because you want to see your receivers just light up the defense, but you also wouldn't mind seeing some defensive playmakers out there, too. So I always find it so interesting for a coach, because it's like a win-win, lose-lose situation.
Yeah, it is. And it's funny, especially when, like you say, in this situation where, the coach, basically runs the offense, alongside Matt Mummy. So, the head coach obviously wants his offense to be clicking, but if it's not clicking because the defense is causing all sorts of problems, well, that's not the worst thing in the world either. So yeah, it is funny. They almost have to wear two hats at once, be mad that their offense didn't get the job done, but head coach hat is saying, good work, defense, we're coming along. So yeah, it is funny. I'm intrigued to see how it shakes out, Saturday with the first kind of real scrimmage of the camp.
Yeah, Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, you know what we haven't done in a while? I haven't put you through the ringer with rapid fire. What do you think? I mean, this is going to be all prediction time, crazy predictions from you. So just be ready. Are you ready for this?
Absolutely, man. You and Tanner just love putting me on the spot.
It's my favorite thing, man. All right, let's do it.
Great stuff.
Rapid fire.
Oh boy, here we go. All right, a couple of just kind of easy ones here. Will Colorado State have the number one offense, football, number one offense in the Mountain West Conference next year?
We talking yards or points?
Let's go points.
No.
Are they a bowl team?
Yes. Spring optimism, I'll go with yes.
I like it. Is Torrey Horton, will he be the next member, the real next member of wide receiver U?
Yeah.
Who's going to be the MVP for the Rams? Most valuable player for the Rams for the Rams team next season.
He's just a kid, but Clay Mellon.
Okay, let's go basketball. Is David Roddy coming back to Colorado State next year?
Flip a coin. Today I say yes.
If David doesn't come back, are the Rams going to still go dancing?
Without knowing the transfers they would get, I'd say no, but I'll leave that open to say it very well could become yes, depending on who they would add.
I love it, man.
Well, they wouldn't be far off.
Yeah, and that's the scary thing. Like, I believe in Nico Medved, obviously Isaiah Stevens, but, you know, Roddy, we've watched them grow so much, so the idea of Roddy not being with this team and seeing this whole thing through is kind of a disturbing thought. And I haven't really let my mind go there because, Kevin, I think I'm with you for the most part. I believe he's going to be in the NBA, but I feel like he's going to give it one more year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not working on any supreme inside info, kind of just a hunch combined with reading various evaluations and stuff. But, yeah, it certainly, like I said, the cupboard is not bare if David Roddy goes. I know there are a lot of fans who are kind of freaking out right now, and I get it. I fully get it. But Isaiah Stevens is a man. I mean, he's incredible. He would have a great season. Jalen Lake, John Tonje, you have some guys. And then, like I say, if David were to go, you have a pretty easy sales pitch to potential transfer of, hey, 20 points per game, just walked out the door. So there are some shots available. If David goes, it obviously totally changes the offseason and outlook in the next season. But this team is set up to be good as players leave. That's kind of the whole idea of what Medved and co. are doing, is trying to build a program, not just a player.
And I think that's, and tell me if you agree, Kevin, but won't Nico Medved, I mean, a real test coming up for him, whether it's this year or next year, we know Roddy and Stevens will be gone after next year. That's going to be the interesting test, right, to see how Medved bounces back and retools. Of course, I'm confident that he will, but I think that's going to be interesting to see how he handles it.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of change coming. Like you say, I mean, I guess technically Roddy and Stevens have two more years left because of the COVID year, but I don't think either of them are playing 5 years of college basketball. You know, John Tonje is in that situation. So you could have, you know, obviously Kendall Moore next season is his last season. So you're, no matter what the David Roddy decision is after next season, you're going to have a lot of turnover. But that's where you see, you know, Jalen Lake played a decent bit this year. I think you're going to see even more of him next year. We're going to see some new faces coming in that will play and start to, grow in their roles, I guess you should say. So, yeah, that is the big task of, growing through graduation, so to speak. I also think, I trust that the Medved staff can do it. But the amount of change that could come in the next year or two is obviously pretty staggering.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Kevin, well done. You survived, my friend. You did it. You survived rapid fire. Not many do. And you lived to tell about it. So congratulations.
Yeah, a nice little spring rapid fire. You know, it's like my spring ball. I'm just kind of getting warmed up. You know, I'm sure we're going to crank up the intensity level come fall ball.
Oh, no doubt. And we're going to hold you to the fire. You know, if you say something under rapid fire, and we're going to like follow it throughout the year. And if you're wrong, then you know what happens next. I mean, bad stuff. So we will definitely hold you to that next year.
I mean, all the shame will come. I fully embrace it.
Kevin, my man, always great to catch up with you. Great to see you out at practice, too, all the time. Nobody has the in-depth coverage like you do, like the Colorado one does. So we appreciate you giving us some of that insight once in a while.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Brady. Always good to chat some football.
All right, my
and
man.
Basketball.
Yeah, I mean, we threw in a little basketball. We find ways. I'll see you out there. I believe I'll be out there Tuesday. So we'll see you out there, my man.
Excellent. Let's hope it's a little warmer and less windy, because this week has been brutal.
You know, and I got to say this, I don't think we're being that much of a pansy, because when you just stand there and watch, we're not running around like these. I'm just going to start running routes and seeing if Clay Mellon will throw me one up in the air, man, because my knees start locking up. I'm getting old.
Even the players have been cold these last couple days, especially Tuesday when it was all rainy, too. So yeah, I think we get past on that one.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, my man. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
There's Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Coloradoan. They won't have the number one offense in the conference. They will be a bowl team. Torrey Horton will be the next member of wide receiver U, meaning he's going to go to the NFL and represent well. David Roddy, he says yes today. Who's the MVP next year? He's got Clay Millen, and Roddy's coming back. If he doesn't come back, if you had to guess today, probably not a tournament team. Did I get it? 50 minutes after the hour, we're going to wrap up hour number one. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Go answer the poll question, the Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Should there be a pitch clock in Major League Baseball? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. 55% saying no. Leave it alone, dude. We'll be right back.
Keep it tuned to Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.